National Bank and Trust in Pigeon, Caseville, Cassidy, and our two locations in Bay City will be closed November 11th to observe Veterans Day. Come National Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC.
And more news. Authorities are releasing new details as they try to solve the murder of a Genesee County woman 18 years ago. The Flint Journal reports that one of the stolen rifles was an old Winchester with the name Jeff on the stock of the gun. Jeff is short for the first name of Dolores Smothers' father. The 40-year-old Smothers was fatally shot in 1993 when she went home for lunch in Argentine Township and walked in on a burglar southwest of Flint. One of the other stolen guns was a muzzle loader with the serial number 33355. Smothers' husband, Larry, says it's a tough time of the year for his family. Friday is the 18th anniversary of his wife's death. Authorities say a semi-truck drove off of U.S. 23 in Livingston County and landed in the Huron River. Radio station WHMI in Howell says the incident occurred around 5 a.m. Friday. It forced authorities to close a northbound section of U.S. 23 in Green Oak Township south of Brighton for about 5 hours. Township Police Chief Bob Brookins says the driver was pulled from the cab and suffered minor injuries. He says the truck was hauling 44,000 pounds of metal alloy. Brookins says the truck driver became confused by signs in the construction zone. Stand by for more news.
At Al Hansen Motors of Bad Axe, when they say complete service department or full line service department, they mean more than just oil changes, brakes, tires, and struts. Their experienced certified technicians regularly tackle the hard jobs like electronic problems and electrical malfunctions, heavy engine transmission and driveline repairs. In other words, the front and back bumpers and everything in between. And they provide free pickup and delivery service and free loaners for most major repair jobs. Complete service for everyone from the complete service department at Al Hansen Motors of Bad Axe. When your car is not running right, why should you have to guess what's wrong to figure out where to get it fixed? Avoid all that aggravation. Take it to the complete service department at Al Hansen Motors of Bad Axe. You heard right, complete service. So if the trouble is between the front and back bumpers, they can fix it. Loaner cars based on availability or free local pickup and delivery are available from the complete service department at Al Hansen Motors of Bad Axe.
And more news. A soldier killed this year in Afghanistan will never be forgotten at his elementary school in Saginaw County. U.S. Army Sergeant Christopher J. Gould is being memorialized with a bronze plaque at Bethlehem Lutheran. The plaque was mounted this week just behind the flagpole at an entrance near the gym. Students from pre-kindergarten through 8th grade collected pennies and jars to pay for the plaque at the Carlton Township School. Principal Ron Dresler tells the Saginaw News the kids raised more than $500. He says the 16-by-14-inch, 20-pound bronze plaque is very heavy and solid. Gould served in the military for 8 years with 3 deployments in the Middle East. He died February 27th after insurgents attacked and attacked his unit. For the latest Thumb Area News anytime, go to our website, thumbnet.net. For the news, I'm Jason Scott.
Here's the forecast for agricultural interests through the night. Humidity 90 to 100% with clearing skies. Southwesterly winds 10 to 15. Drying conditions poor overnight. Good drying conditions, though, for Saturday. Temperatures in the low 50s. Southwesterly winds helping that out. 10 to 20 miles an hour. Sunshine at 75% or more. Humidity at 50% during the afternoon. South to southwest winds increase to 12 to 25 miles an hour Saturday night and increase further, almost doubling for Sunday. Poor to fair drying conditions at best with a peak or two of sun, 20% or less, humidity at 60% for Sunday afternoon. Chance of rain 50%, but that's going to be an afternoon probability. During the morning, we're not going to see showers. During the afternoon, there are a possibility that our best chance is toward the end of the day. For WLEW Precision Weather Service, I'm meteorologist Phil Spivak.
We are 60 minutes away from takeoff in Saginaw, New Velas. As the Harvey repairs are traveling on the rotors on the west. Let's first, Tom, look at the Saginaw New Velas Panthers. Their head coach is Mac Boyd, and they have no current affiliation and act as independent. They are the number one seed in Division 7 playoffs, having tallied 103 playoff points in just 8 regular season games. New Velas' star running back is a potential state Class C player of the year, Bennett Lewis. Through 10 games, he has accumulated 1,463 yards and 28 touchdowns and averages a first down and over 13 yards per carry. In fact, Tom, statistically, every 4 touches Lewis gets is a touchdown.
That's some T.J. Duckett numbers right there.
That's really right. And I was talking to his father, in fact, a few minutes ago, and he's actually been getting some recruit letters from Division II schools. So best of luck to Bennett Lewis. I'm sure we'll be calling his number a lot tonight. Mm-hmm. And expect some big plays from him tonight. Saginaw averages over 48 points per game. The Panthers have a stingy defense. They're only allowing 8.7 points per game, only have been scored on twice the entire season in the first quarter, and have never had more than 14 points put up against them through 10 contests. Their closest game in Week 9 of the regular season, 36-14. Tom, how do you stop a team like this?
Well, they had a good defense. I mean, it starts with a defensive line, obviously, and that's where the game's won, defensive and offensive line, and that you just kind of got to control the clock and that and just see where the game takes you and that. If you need to make adjustments, then you got to.
Now, what would you do as a linebacker? What would be their game plan?
Just watch those guards and that, see where they lead you and that. That'll lead you to the play, as Mr. Lynn would say, 99.99% of the time.
All right, well, we are going to take a quick break. We are about 15 minutes away from kickoff here in Saginaw-Nouvelle, Division 7 Regional Finals, Harbor Beach in Saginaw-Nouvelle.
When you need radiator, heater, or air conditioning work done on your vehicle, come to the experts that have been serving the area for over 100 years. Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. Kotick is the only radiator shop in the Thumb area. They service cars, trucks, semi-trucks, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. New and Recore radiators, heaters, charge air coolers, oil and transmission coolers, head gaskets, and gas tank repair. They even have a full-time mechanic performing all types of mechanical work. Get your vehicle's heating and cooling system checked before the long winter ahead.
Hi, I'm Gary Rocci. We offer fast turnaround and expert service. Get your vehicle fixed right the first time at Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-7101.
Hard work and dedication is how championship teams are made. Everyone at Signature Bank would like to congratulate all area athletes on a job well done. At Signature Bank, we promote academic achievement and sports excellence. When it comes to banking, we have over 40 years of experience. Supporting your local businesses and communities is our focus. And when you invest with Signature Bank, you invest in your community. The best of luck to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
We are now 12 and a half minutes away from kickoff here in Saginaw. The Harbor Beach Pirates on the field warming up. Saginaw-Nouvelle has headed back into the locker room for one last minute of preparation. In the first week of the playoffs, Nouvelle destroyed Coleman 63-14. And then last week, their offense was a little lackluster, Tom. They only scored 62 points, allowing 6 against Blanchard Montevallo. They got through those two games without their leading tackler on defense, Clay Henderson. He tweaked his ankle in the last week of the regular season, and now tonight he's going back and he's ready to go. For the Pirates, last week was this team's off game victory since 2007. And if you're reading the story, Nailed by 27-21, Sloan Glasky scored 4 times against the Rockets and carried for 161 yards. Reached led by 6 points in the fourth quarter and stuck the Rockets on the 2-yard line after a punt, but the Reese offense had one last push left in them. They marched down the field 75 yards and had 2 minutes left on the clock, ready to score, but that's when a turnover plag of the Rockets took over, and a fumble recovery by Sloan Klasky sealed the Pirates' ticket to the regional finals. Tom, were you at that game?
No, but I was definitely following it.
And we might say Tom's father is actually a spotter for the varsity team. He's the assistant coach or head coach for the junior varsity team for Harbor Beach.
Yep, defensive coordinator.
And everyone kind of got a hush in the crowd, I would say, because all of a sudden, Harbor Beach led the whole game. They came out 14-0, then all of a sudden, Reese responded. And then all of a sudden, Harbor Beach leading by 6 points after a botched PAT. And then all of a sudden, here comes Reese. They're marching down the field. Then it was just that pitch out on the option, and Sloan Klasky recovered the fumble, and that was the end of the game.
Well, I mean, Reese is a good football team in that. I mean, it seems like they're in the playoffs every year in that, so you definitely can't take them lightly in that. And, I mean, maybe Harbor Beach did for a little bit, but, I mean, they got right back on that horse in that and played some good defense near the end there and played when it mattered in that and got the win.
Well, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back from Saginaw-Nouvelle in just one moment. We're about 10 minutes away from kickoff. Keep it locked on 102.1 FM.
The love of the game is what attracts people to their favorite sport as players. Once your playing days are over, you can keep that passion alive by becoming a registered high school game official. We always need people who love sports and love work.